Hello. Hello. Oh, wow. Hi, this is Stars Desert Island Discs. My guest today is a second-year marine biology student. She's a scuba-diving, rugby-playing London girl who Ollie Carr describes as being gregarious, formidable, and sensual all at the same time.
Such words.
But most of all, we know her as being one of the Stan's news editors. She's none other than Danny Goldberg. Danny, hey.
Hi, everyone. Hey, Will. How's it going?
Good, 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 good. Who do you think's listening today?
I hope like more than five people.
Okay, there we go. Ollie and Callum and Bad Ronald.
Hi guys. Meow indeed.
Meow, meow. Is this your first time on radio?
It is, yep, it is.
It is.
I have been up to the studio before, but this is the first time I made it on air.
Nice, yeah. Nice. I want to go straight on to your first song, because
please,
we can.
Please.
Which is MGMT Kids. Why MGMT Kids?
It's just one of those songs when it comes on, you never skip it. And no matter what, where you are, you know, you can be out having a good time or driving around or walking to the library. You just a song that you want to hear.
It's just fun.
Yeah. I think it's also quite iconic of our generation.
Yeah.
You know, people, statement. I think people will be listening to this in many years to come.
I think they will. This is it. MGMT. I can't even say it.
No, it's actually short for management.
Oh. That was MGMT with Kids.
Yeah, it was.
Tune! Buzzbox, someone's already got questions. Great!
Yeah, bring them in.
They want to know if the lyrics describe you as a child, Danny. Were you crawling on your knees?
I've been crawling on my knees for a while, yeah. These knees have seen some pavement, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Crawling on pavements.
Yeah, crawling on pavements. Just that's
how Danny does it.
How I get around.
Let's talk about... I can't read the Buzzbox until I go off this. Let's talk about The Stand.
Okay, sure.
You are the editor, or one of the two editors of The
Co-editor,
Stand.
Co-editor, myself and Lauren Hepburn, yep.
How did you get into that? And why?
Good question. Got here last year and tried to find the cool kids, and they all were on The Stand. So decided to write an article for them. It was about tanning. Don't know if anyone remembers that. It was quite a hit. did a trial run at a Better Tan on South Street. And then wrote it up. It was great. And then got really involved with it. Became Stan TV editor last year. Really enjoyed that. And then was very honoured to be offered the editorial role for this year. So it's been great.
So was it Dan Goldblatt that offered that to you?
Yeah, it was started by Dan, Adelaide and Brendan last year. And they were running it last year. And then they're in fourth year now. So handed it down to Lauren and I to take it into its toddler phase.
Toddler phase.
Yeah.
And it's been a success, right? It's now got sort of 2,500 or so likers.
Yeah,
we've
got about 10 more likes to go before we get there, if anyone wants to click that thumb. But yeah, we're doing really well. It's really fun. It's grown a lot and everyone seems to like us, so that's nice.
Have you got a favourite story so far this year? or a favourite feature or something?
Do I? Yeah, I mean... I know it was controversial, but my favourite was the BNOC competition.
BNOC. Big names
on
campus.
Haters gonna hate.
It was quite controversial. And of course, the Saint did their scathing little article about it.
They did.
Which also got its criticism.
Yeah.
A lot of haters in St Andrews right now.
Yeah, a lot of haters. But we're not haters. I'm not a hater anyway.
Are you a lover?
Just love.
Just love.
Just love from DG.
And the thing is with the stand is, of course, the idea of it is much more fun and sort of like tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. We don't see ourselves in direct competition with any other publications. We're just trying to give you something to procrastinate over and have a laugh at how ridiculous we all are.
Yeah, because you think Sandra's a bit ridiculous and you're all a bit ridiculous. And
exactly.
You love it and we love
it. Yeah, we're all mentalists, so let's just revel in each other.
Today I've been like discovering the stand more so than ever.
Good.
Like I've been like scouring the website.
Good, there's lots to be
reading
scoured.
The about us, advertise with us. I'm thinking of advertising with you, maybe.
Yeah, you want to do some...
We'll discuss that later.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we can talk about that.
Maybe. Do you wish, as editor, that you could be more, like, hands-on and writey and stuff? You write your own articles more, or are you quite happy?
I quite enjoy, like, working with the team and working with people. You see quite a different side to things, and there is still time to write here and there, which is good. It's certainly different to last year's role, but still really fun.
Do you have a favourite columnist?
Oh God, I couldn't possibly.
I say favourite. I mean, it's very much India and Pat.
I love them all equally. India and Pat probably be up there. Jamie Ross would be, but he's a little MIA these days. JR, if you're listening, come back. Come back to us.
Come back. Let's go on to your next. Look, if you read the buzz box,
say something crazy.
So just a message from
Say something crazy.
Yeah. Do you want to do a shout out for them?
Yeah, I just want to say hey to Bad Ronald. He's a lesser known guy around town. But he's cool.
Nice. There we go. And also, it's probably to my mum, because she always listens.
Yeah, and hi, Will's mum. Thanks for listening. Big fan. And you have a lovely son.
Oh, so sweet. awkward. Next track is Danke Schön by Wayne Newton. Now, this is a very strange track. Why did you choose Danke Schön by Wayne Newton? Is it because he's a man but sounds like a little boy?
Kind of. It's a really nice song. It's the kind of song I'd hope to fall in love to one day. It's from When Harry Met Sally. And it just it makes my heart feel really warm and it's funny as well and it tells a nice story.
This is it.
Yeah.
Danke Schön.
Danke Schön, darling, danke Schön. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony, was the place we'd meet. Second seat, gold Dutch treat, you were sweet.
Tune. That was Danke Schön by Wayne Newton. I like that. Really like that.
It means thank you.
It does. I mean, yeah, I study German. Okay. Did you know that?
Okay. Those listening might not.
Okay, Danke Schön means thank you. There we go. I want to talk to you about your long-term pipe dream of being a science journalist with the aim of setting up a marine biology school.
That's the dream. Yeah.
You should start working with the seals.
Yeah, I want to work with more tropical animals.
You're going to struggle in St. Andrews to find tropics.
Yeah, I know. Hoping to get out to Hawaii at some point.
Yeah, go to uni Hawaii. Do a postgrad there.
Yeah, actually, funnily enough, I went to a university fair before I came here. And so I thought it was like for British or like UK universities. But it wasn't. It was purely for Hawaiian institutions. So I could have ended up there. But
you didn't.
I'm
you're
here.
Instead. Yeah. And you're pleased to be here.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. Bloody
if
love
you
it.
Had to use three words to describe your time in St. Andrews so far, how would you?
Oh, God. Okay.
On the spot.
On the spot. Delicious, hazy, and fresh.
Delicious, hazy, and fresh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll concur with that.
Okay, good. St. Andrews. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Let's talk about gregarious, formidable, and sensual.
Okay.
All at the same time.
Okay. Sure.
Do you agree with those descriptors of you or not?
Yes. I don't know. Isn't that a bit cocky?
Well, yeah, no. Really no. Sensual. Like, it's not like if it was like amazing, the best, fabulous, or something.
Yeah.
Then that'd be cocky.
Oh, no. But... Yeah. Gregarious, sure. I'm gregarious. Gregarious.
Gregarious.
Sensual. You know, it's been said before. I'm sure it'll be said again. I am sensual woman. Let's not deny
ooh,
it.
Woman.
What was the other one?
Formidable.
Formidable. Yeah, all right. Why
bit
not?
Ballsy.
Yeah. I've got a pair of cojones. Sure.
Cojones?
Yeah.
Good. If you've got, like, an aim for this year, what would you consider that to be?
Oh, God.
Or anyway, like a personal aim or an aim for the stand or an aim for...
No, it's not going to be about the stand. My aim, My aim, okay, I'm going to broadcast it live. My sister's getting married in August. I need a suitor to escort me to the wedding.
Nice.
So if anyone's listening, wants to join me.
Well, there we go. That's quite an advert, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Not looking for anything serious. Just, it's like one of those, just a wedding date.
It's like one of those like talent ads where you have a photo of a girl and it's like a descriptor about them.
Yeah.
Like, find me a husband.
Yeah, but no, just a wedding date. That's all I need.
Do you think you're going to find a husband here?
No, probably not.
Everyone's here to find their spouse, though.
Yeah, I know, but I want to be the St. Andrews in my relationship. I don't want another one to compete with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In case they're more of a BNOG.
Well.
Because, of course, you are only on the show because you are a BNOG. You're indeed BNOG of your own sort.
Oh, Will, stop. You stop it. No, I'm not.
Such flattery.
Just the little girl having a good time. that's all I am, you know?
And... does the little girl have Empire State of Mind as one of her favourite tracks?
She does, yeah.
She does.
This is a St. Andrews specific choice. About halfway through last year, I was at a party with some friends and this song came on and we ended up having about an hour discussion about how this was the song of our generation. And I think I agree with that.
Tune.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me and my
there's nothing you can't do. Now you're in New York.
Okay, Empire State of Mind, yeah. Jay-Z, Alicia Keys. Have you seen the video of Jay-Z on the Brooklyn
on the subway? Yeah, what a lad!
I know, chatting to the old lady.
Yeah,
she's there like,
so
"How
humble
are you, love?"
Yeah, I hope to be like that when I'm really famous.
What, Jay-Z or little lady?
Like Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's a nutcase, though. Absolute nutcase.
Great guy. Top lad.
Hang on. Mother's texting.
Oh, God. Will's mum is texting him. Hi,
the
Will's mum.
The world must stop. Bad singing. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
I know. Anyway, moving swiftly on. And we're getting some questions on the buzz box. So
yeah, we are.
I think it's rude to ignore the questions.
Yeah, let's talk to the people.
Always talking to the people. Mm-hmm. Let's look. Here we go. Your best snog in St. Andrews. It's past 4 o'clock. We can talk about that now.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Toughy.
Ooh.
My best snog. It's probably too many. Too many to decide on one. I couldn't name a name, but I'll tell you the situation.
Ooh, okay.
I was just going to make something up, but I can't think of anything. just too many great ones. Everyone here is a really good kisser, and I snog a lot, so, you know, couldn't give a name.
You should do like a snoggogram, kissogram, outside the library.
Yeah, kissing booth.
Kissing booth.
Yeah.
In the library.
Well, I hope
it could be like a revision break.
I hope people would want to kiss me just anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want a booth, you know, just...
No, but they'd pay to kiss you then, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
you're basically whoring your mouth out.
Just kiss me for free. You don't even need to pay. I love kisses.
Okay.
Just anyone. Just,
so it's everybody that's in the library, like, revising.
Get at me.
Just kiss her.
Get at me.
And maybe you'll be her spouse one day.
Maybe.
Sorry, these names, like, I can't even
remember. Yeah, the buzz box is going a bit mental. Everyone chill down. Yeah,
guys, chill. How's the vision going for you? It is, after all, a vision week. We're revising hard.
Yeah, currently. It's going really well. I actually really enjoy a dose of hard work here and there, so it's not too bad. And I'm done on Wednesday, so...
Early?
You know, yeah, just a few more days.
That's jealous. Done. Diligent student that you are. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
So much fun, the most fun.
I want to also talk to you about milking.
Milking! Yeah, uh-huh.
Look, Will,
we've been told to kiss.
I think... I love Willy. I think you two should...
That doesn't really transfer over radio, though. Do you just want to hear some saliva? Ooh. Here. Those are the sounds I make when I kiss.
Bad Ronald White saying glandular fever.
Ooh. Oh, God, that's bad. I don't want to have that. Apparently it's going around.
Sorry, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Kissing disease. Okay. We're talking about milking.
Okay, milking, sure.
So I realised when I wrote on the status something about it'll be... you milking Eminem and Simon and Garfunkel. I didn't really mean for that to come across like that.
I didn't get. Also, why baby Danny? I'm not a baby.
No, your time is being a baby.
Oh.
Let's talk about that instead of milking. It sort of goes hand in hand.
Obviously, I don't remember. I was a baby. What silly question. What do you want to know?
I want to know about your youth, Danny.
Oh, right. Well, I grew up...
In fact, let's talk about your youth. Where did you grow up?
Grew up Northwest London Massif.
How was that?
Same area where N-dubs are from. It was really great. I live in Hampstead.
Do you relate to N-dubs in that respect?
Yeah, yeah, a lot. Like, a lot. They speak to me through hard times, through good times, everything. yeah, yeah. So, grew up in LDN, the Big Smoke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Big Smoke. Smoke.
Yeah.
And you were schooled there? Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I was schooled, raised, fed, bathed.
Everything in
everything,
London.
Everything, yeah.
And as a child, do you think you were, like, well-behaved, or were you naughty, were you cheeky?
No, I was well-behaved, and then I developed my quick wit quite early on.
Okay.
So, sort of halfway through primary school, they realised I was...
Quite the witty one.
A force to be reckoned with. But no, I was well-behaved. I've always been good.
Formidable from a toddler.
Yeah, formidable from a young age.
From a very, very young age.
My middle name.
For those that don't know, milking, which we were just chatting about earlier, is this thing where people just pour pints of milk over them and then take photos of it and video it because it's funny and cool.
There's a great Stand article on it.
There is a great Stand article by Toby on it. And there's also now the Sass video. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Quite a fan of that.
I'm always. It is kind of funny, but as a trend, I'm not a huge fan. It's quite wasteful.
I know. Well, I think it'd be better in St. Andrews if they were just to like pour like Moe over their heads. Or
something. Exactly. Moe, chuck a few diamonds on there.
Yeah, like Herb Bollinger over my head.
Yeah,
wow,
I agree. Yeah. Maybe we should start champagne.
Champagning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Champagning during campaigning week.
Yes.
Yeah.
That could be, I might run for something, that'd be my campaign.
Run for something. Yeah.
Just get everybody to, all the scanners will do it, won't they?
Yeah, they love
champagne. Tip champagne over their head.
They love champagne.
On that note, let's go on to the next tune, which is Simon Garfunkel, The Boxer.
Yeah, oh, it's so beautiful.
Such a nice song.
I really like the cymbals in it. I used to listen to this on the number 13 bus to school.
Unlucky for some.
Yeah, just listen out for the cymbals, everyone. And we'll be back in a few.
This is it, The Boxer.
Love you guys.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I've squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared.
Such a nice song. So nice.
That
was Simon and Garfunkel with The Boxer.
Yeah.
Now we come to my favourite part of the show, Danny.
Okay.
This is the Marcel Proust questions, whereby I ask these sort of naff questions and create a portrait of you as a person through your answers or confessions.
Okay. I love a good confession.
Catholic?
Nope. Jewish and proud.
Someone did want to talk about the Israel-Palestine conflict, but maybe we won't go there.
I mean, probably not. Probably no.
Just leave it.
I don't have that much to say about it. I mean, they should just all get over it.
Just get over it.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Chill.
Don't be a hater.
Don't be a hater.
Be a lover.
Be a lover.
Marcel Proust questions.
Uh-huh.
What do you most admire in a man and a woman?
Well, separately, or...
Yeah, as a man, what do you admire, and then as a woman? Like, as in, what as do you admire in a man and in a woman?
I admire in a man the ability to cry. I love a crying man.
Oh.
Like, oh, a man with tears is my dream come true.
I believe, I've heard, like, Ollie shout out...
Yeah.
Sometimes cry.
Ollie's
if he watches Schindler's List with Inez, I heard.
Yeah, Ollie's a crier. Like,
cheeky little sob.
If he doesn't get his fruit in the mornings, he's a weeper. He's a weeper.
Streaming tears.
Yeah, and in a woman, I admire, Jesus, big pair of jugs. I don't know. Yeah, probably that. Like, it's always nice to see big-breasted women. And just... I admire a ballsy woman, a feisty woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a feisty woman with big jugs and then a man who can cry.
Yeah.
It sounds nice.
Yeah.
Okay. If not yourself, Danny, who would you like to be? Alive or dead?
Alive or dead, okay. Probably Charles Darwin.
Oh, wow.
He just did so much.
I was just reading
about him in Mirror Vision. He's on my mind. But he just did so much.
Would you want to be him, or would you want to be like his best friend so you could always be with him?
No, I'd want to be him because he's just never going to be forgotten.
No.
I was thinking about it. There's all these really old books in the library about him, and I was just like, this guy ain't going nowhere. So I wouldn't mind being forever in history. I'm sorry for the crying reference. It seems to be getting a bit out of hand. But shame, Ollie. Tears are a sign of health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why is your crying so famous? It's true. His crying's now famous.
Ollie crying car.
How do you wish to die?
Underwater.
Is it actually that nice? I imagine it's quite painful initially.
What, dying underwater? I don't want to drown.
Oh.
No, I don't want to drown, but I'd quite like to be in some kind of submersible thing, or maybe I really like scuba diving, so go on a dive, maybe my tank, you know, has an accident. Obviously, I don't hope for these things, but...
You didn't go on a dive,
if I was going to die, I would quite like it to be among marine life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can be part of the ocean.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
After all, we're all born in fluid. Why not die in fluid?
That's disgusting. Your advice for the young, Danny?
My advice for the young? I am young. My advice for the younger would be... Okay.
So do you want some crystallized pineapple?
Sure. Just have a little pineapple break. My advice for the younger would be... Never let go of your naivety. It will be your best attribute. True say. Seriously,
uh-huh.
Nothing wrong with a little naivete.
What's Danny Kohlberg's worst trait?
D-Money's worst trait. sometimes, I don't shave my legs for quite a long time.
it's winter, it's fine.
Yeah, that's my worst external trait.
An internal trait? Hairy legs.
I've been told that I love myself maybe a bit too much, but I personally don't think that's a problem, so you guys can decide.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
D-Money's words of wisdom.
D-Money's words of wisdom.
Yeah.
And your best trait?
My best trait? I fucking love myself. Sorry. Oh my God. I'm not meant to swear. I'm really sorry.
We apologise, dear viewers.
No, my best trait is I really like myself. I think it's really important to like yourself.
Good.
Is it funny how my best and my worst are the same thing?
No, I think that still says a lot about a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's a strong element of you.
Yeah. There you go. Enough on me.
Enough on you. That's great. And now we're on to our next track, which is Lauryn Hill, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, but
listen,
not quite
up,
like
this
that.
One. And if someone's listening, and I think you know who you are, this one's for you.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Well, that's nice.
Pat,
Lauryn Hill, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. No, so this is going to be Danny's first dance wedding song.
I hope so, yeah.
If you get married.
When?
When you get married.
When?
When you find your spouse.
Yeah, can we get off the spouse
thing? Very much on the spouse thing right now. Let's discuss your scuba diving.
Sure.
Because you're a master.
I'm a dive master.
Yeah,
D-Money,
D-Master.
D-Money,
D-Master. Mm-hmm. When did you do that? In the summer or was it London?
I started 3 years ago in the UK. And then I spent 5 months in the Seychelles where I did a marine biology program. So that was pretty amazing. And then I just completed my dive master last year in Israel, funnily enough. So there you go.
That was fun.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah? It was really fun. I just love being underwater.
All the time?
Yep. Yep.
Do you, are you part of the scuba diving stock here? Because they often go to
Yeah, I was last year, but it's just so cold, I couldn't do it. So I haven't done anything this year, but maybe I will again. It's just really, really cold to dive in the UK.
Yeah, you need like some serious.
All right, can we talk about something a bit juicier?
Ooh.
This is fun, but like, you know.
You want to get something juicy?
Yeah.
Let's talk about... You pick a topic.
Okay.
I'm curious now.
Well, that's weird. I don't want to pick a topic for myself. Okay, why don't we talk about...
I want to talk about the fact that you love a man who cries.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about...
How many seeds can you fit in your mouth?
Seeds? Mm-hmm. What seeds?
Seeds. Pumpkin seeds. How many in your mouth?
They're really small, like 100.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know. I can fit all the seeds in my mouth.
Well, Georgia's got a whole drawer full of Waitrose mixed seeds for you to put in your mouth.
Cool. Can't wait. Love mixed seeds. Hey, let's talk about supermarkets. What do you think is the best supermarket?
Okay, in the world or in St. Andrews?
Okay, no, let's do the Tesco Sainsbury's competition. What do you prefer?
Well, Sainsbury's is only so close to mine. Like, true. Tesco's is far too far away. It takes like 3 minutes to walk there.
But no variation in Sainsbury's.
Yeah, I know, but it's only 1 minute.
Just a really giant world food section, which just has loads of curry sauce, and then some £9 Jarlsberg.
Yeah,
who
this
can
is also
afford
true.
£9 for Jarlsberg?
Do you know, I've just had a sudden realisation. We've got 18 minutes and still three songs.
Oh, God. So I can't
watch. But I'm going to ask you, because, of course, we are sending you away to a desert island.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think you can cope on a desert island?
Oh, most definitely. I've got Middle Eastern roots. My mum's from Iran, and obviously being Jewish, so my people have a history of desert life.
Your people.
I don't know if any of you know the story, but the Jews spent 40 years wandering through the desert. So I think I can probably handle a little desert, yeah.
It's in your blood.
It's in my blood, yeah.
It's in your blood. And can you deal with being alone?
Yeah, as we've discovered, I really like myself. So I think I'll
all
be
I
fine.
Need for company is me.
Yeah, just D-Money and D-Money.
D-Money, D-Money.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. Okay. Your next song is Real World by Matchbox 20.
Mm-hmm. This is like a family holiday song.
Is it?
We used to listen to this in Florida. The Goldbergs would be driving along. And just, it reminds me of a happy time.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be a rainmaker. I wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain.
Real World by Matchbox 20. A few questions. First of all, who on earth is procrastinating on the Buzzbox? Because we're really curious. Like, procrastinating.
Great
who is
name.
That? It's a great name. Clearly, this is what the person's doing right now.
One of my favourite activities.
Come on, make it juicy. When did DG lose her V-card? I don't even know if we can talk about that on the radio.
I'd rather not.
No. Also, your mum might be listening. I mean, she's probably not. But if she was, that'd be really embarrassing for you.
I mean, obviously, I'm saving myself for marriage, so it's a ridiculous question anyway.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, like everybody in St. Andrews. Let's move on to something juicy.
Okay.
Something really juicy.
Cool. Don't you want to ask me about my book and luxury?
I was going to say the book and luxury. Okay. Do you have them for sure in your mind?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, then let's do that. So I cast you away to your desert island, far, far, far away, somewhere in the South Pacific, maybe. Yeah. Sun shining.
Okay.
The waves are lapping against the shore.
I'm glad.
And you get the complete works of Shakespeare and not the Bible, but...
Oh, what? I was going to say the Bible.
Would you want the Bible?
Yeah, I was going to either say the Bible. Yeah, I was going to say just the Old Testament. That's all I need.
Well, you have that already.
What do you mean? In my heart?
I know, I give...
Yeah, obviously I have it in my heart.
No, I'm giving it to you. Like, you already have the complete works of Shakespeare.
And
the Bible.
Oh, fine. Okay, can we come back to that question then? I'll come back to the book.
Okay, and what will your luxury be?
My luxury?
So it's got to be something non-practical, non-communicative,
I don't really
not alive.
Okay. It's a really silly question. Okay.
It's
something not useful. God. Well, everything's useful.
Why don't you just take some chunky pineapple pieces infused with sugar because they're energizing and delicious.
I would take a snorkel because it has many a use. Like, you can really... use it for snorkeling, you can use it as a drink vessel, you can use it for self-pleasure, like, you can literally use it for anything.
I'll give you a snorkel and some flippers.
And flippers, cool, and, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Have a repair kit for it.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
Ace.
That's all I need.
That is all you need.
Yeah.
And in which case, you don't need any of your music, do you?
Well, what are we going to cut the last two?
No, we're not. We're going to play the last two.
Yeah.
But if you also had to choose one of the tracks so far that we played, so what far, would you choose?
Just one of them.
Yeah.
Probably.
If there's like a big tornado and they got rid of all the tracks.
Probably Dunkershen.
Yeah.
Just because I don't think many other people would have that. And if I bump into someone else, I don't want to run the risk of us having the same song.
Well, there's nobody else on the desert.
Yeah, but you never know. Have you not seen Lost?
It's deserted.
Have you not seen Lost?
Yeah, but that's...
Do you know what I always get confused about? The spelling of desert and dessert. Now, which one has two S's?
Dessert.
Dessert has two S's.
Desert.
Desert has two S's.
No, desert has one. Dessert has two. God, you're at university.
I know, but
are you dyslexic?
I'm
do you
not,
go to the special
I'm not an art student, am I? All these art students, that's what I want to talk about. Art students thinking that they're Shakespeare, whilst us scientists are learning real facts and getting no credit for it.
I'm saving the world step by step.
I'm here representing you, scientists. Don't worry.
Forever representing. Next track's Eminem, Lose Yourself, the uncensored version.
Lose Yourself. I love the song. It's so inspiring. Just grab your dreams, throw yourself into the music like Slim Shady and you'll be fine.
She's going to rap along.
Probably, yeah, I will.
Opportunity. He sees everything you ever wanted. One moment that you captured, just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Plow. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit. He choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up. Daddies, he know. He won't have it. He knows. His whole back to these ropes. It don't matter. He's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant. He knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope
don't pass it.
Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself. So, do you think you've got any admirers, Danny?
Admirers? I hope so. It's always nice to be admired. I don't know, I don't think I'm worth admiring, but it would be nice.
Fancying?
What, do I think people fancy me? Yeah, obvi.
Any names?
No names on air, but I'm sure there are a few out there. Yeah.
Hook her up.
Yeah, hit me up. Get at me. Get at me.
Show me in the library.
Can I say my phone number?
Yeah, actually, do you know what? If you don't, I will.
Okay.
At Framois de la Louche, would you rather be damaged and brilliant or happy but mediocre?
God, what a question.
Would you rather be damaged and brilliant
or happy but mediocre? Definitely happy but mediocre. I'd never give up happiness.
No, I wouldn't be damaged.
What's the point in being brilliant if you're not happy?
But I think most brilliant minds are slightly damaged, aren't they? They're all affected.
Yeah, but I'd rather live a really nice life and perhaps not be the best mathematician.
Well, you're talking about Darwin having this great legacy and everyone's always know him, blah, blah, blah. So that's who you'd be. What do you want your legacy to be?
What would I want my legacy to be?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Do I even want
What's
a legacy?
What's your mark on the world?
Do I even want a legacy? Yeah,
you
going
to end the Israel-Palestine conflict?
No. I would want my legacy to be, like, saving the seas.
Okay.
Just, like, I want to, you know, keep the ocean pure and great.
Clean.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How are you going to do that? Let me get that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know yet. I want to invent...
You part of Greenpeace
I want to invent
or something?
Something. I want to invent this, like, filtering machine that takes all the stuff out of the ocean and then... transfers it into energy that can help kids in Africa get an education. And I just really want to do good things, you know, and I'm figuring out how to do that one step at a time.
This pineapple's really good, by the way.
Yeah, we're eating some delicious pineapple.
Some really
oh,
good
look,
pineapple.
My phone number's been put up.
Hey, there we go. So if anybody wants her phone number, it's on the buzz box.
Mm-hmm.
Send her a text, shoot her a text.
Just get at me, guys. Get at me.
Get at her. By the way, we don't think anybody's going to turn up after the show, so we might just go on for until, you know, whenever.
Do you want us to go on? Let's get some responses.
Oh, no, there's going to be loads of no's, resounding no's from everyone. Would you rather have a statue of you in Hyde Park or be examined on?
Huh?
Examined on.
What?
Examined on.
Why can't I have both?
I don't know. Ooh. Okay, we'll leave that. I don't get it. okay. Yeah, so we'll probably go on until about 10 or 11 this evening. So it's just going to be like a mission. Okay. I'm going to get my
revision. I could do this forever. This is really fun.
Yeah, I'm going to get my revision stuff and set up here.
We'll
put some tracks on,
cool.
Do some revision.
Yeah.
Keep chatting.
Just keep vibing.
Keep mm-hmm. eating pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Your next track is great. So, what's it? So long. Pachelbel, Canon in D major.
Pachelbel's Canon in D major. Okay, this was a controversial choice. I know it's a bit sort of, you don't want to be that person who chooses classical music, but classical music is great, A. And B, this song, a lot of Hebrew prayers are actually sung to this tune. and when I used to go on summer camp, like a Jewish education camp, we used to sing this. So
it's really nice.
It's very beautiful. Just listen to
it. I feel like it's something people can play as well quite a lot.
Yeah. Enjoy out there. We'll be back in a few.
Okay.
So powerful.
It's like nice, but it's quite annoying.
What? It's not annoying.
No, that's like ding, 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 ding.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's like someone's
It sounds like primary school and it upsets me.
Do agree to disagree there.
Okay, let's go back to your book.
Sure.
So you get the Old Testament.
Oh, I know what I want. Okay.
Yeah, I know what you want too.
No, I've changed it.
No.
I want the St. Andrew's 600th anniversary book.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's coming out soon.
Previous answer was 50 Shades
I wasn't going to say 50 Shades, because it is great, and obviously I read all three in about 3 days, but it's a bit, you know, I could don't need 50 Shades, do I?
Do you relate to Anastasia at all? Is that her name?
No, she's weak.
And you're strong.
And I'm
Would it be role reverse? Would you be him and...
I just don't really see myself in that story.
Your weeping man could be Anastasia.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's a story I'd be involved in more than just enjoy as an external reader.
Just a witness.
Yeah, just a witness.
Bystander.
I just like to look at that.
That sounds really creepy.
Yeah, it does.
Very creepy indeed. Okay, so your book is...
The 600th,
The 600th.
I just think it'd be nice to have all those memories with me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great piece of writing.
Yeah.
I think.
Maybe.
Yeah. Or I just take a Kindle. Why can't I take a Kindle?
Because the Kindle defeats the object. You get thousands of books on a Kindle.
The whole thing's really unrealistic, to be honest.
Because I'm going to cast you off to the Isle of May, off Anstruther, where it's called.
Oh, that would be cold. I thought it was meant to be a desert island.
Deserted.
Oh.
Now,
what?
I've changed it.
Oh, no, but it's...
Actually, next semester we're changing it to Isle of May discs.
Nice.
Or West Sand
discs. Isle of May dip. Isle of May dip discs.
Yeah. The songs you listen to when you're freezing cold and miserable.
Yeah.
Maybe. Why are they conspiracy at the highest levels of government?
No, don't say that a lot.
Sorry. okay, we'd best go.
No!
I know. It's come to that time. It's about 5 o'clock. I need to go and buy some groceries.
I need to go back to the library. Guys, I'm about to walk through the library. If you want to sort of clap as I walk through the gates, that'd be nice. If we could assemble a team downstairs, I'll be about 7 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's pressed outside already waiting.
Yeah, I could do with a mocha, extra hot double shot.
Oh, soy. God, we were going to get Doris Middleton on, weren't we, to talk about... Her being an auntie.
Will and I have a mutual friend of Doris M. Doris Middleton. She is related to Kate. It's not just a coincidence.
No, she's like that. Can we say ugly sister? That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, she's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Big boned.
Big boned.
Yeah.
Pippa, Kate, and then Big Bone Doris.
But she's great, but we tried to call her. She's probably busy.
She was going to, because she's quite excited to be an auntie, so she was going to come in, phone in. give a little chat about the baby bump.
Yeah, she's too busy. She's just on a shoot for FHM.
She's already buying baby clothes as well.
Yeah.
So cute.
Crazy D.
I mean, it's not even a 12-week mark yet. You know, everybody knows that if it's not 12 weeks, then bad things can happen.
But...
I know.
We'll have to get Doris back for next semester, I think.
Yep, next semester, Doris will be on the show.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
She'll be too.
Yeah, she will. Everyone will be.
Your favourite track, you said, was Dankeschön.
Dankeschön,
so we'll leave everybody with Dankeschön.
Dankeschön, oh darling. I'll stop.
You're quite a good singer. we need to go. So, right, okay. Rachel, our producer, thank you very much.
Bye.
You're great.
Bye, everyone. I love you guys.
Bye.
Thanks.
Dankeschön, darling, Dankeschön. Thank you for all the joy.